Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bet the Edge. Thanks for watching on NBC Sports YouTube channel or listening in audio form. And today we are covering the NBA playoffs. We got Mavs, Thunder, Cavs, Celtics. Talk a little Eastern Conference MVP market because, of course, we talked about Tatum earlier in the season, Drew. And now there may be a way to hedge or not, but we also have to check in with the Cy Young market because I got a few bets in that. But first and foremost, my question to you, you had a pretty busy weekend. Who was the favorite person you met this past week?
Ooh, Billy Walters. It was up in the millionaire row. While I didn't know this, he's a Kentucky guy. He lives in Kentucky now. It was a little bit, I was starstruck last year meeting some Red Sox, heroes of my youth. And if there was kind of one person in the gambling space I would have liked to have met, it was Billy Walters, and he was there cruising. So that was cool. Other than that, it was mostly like a lot of work this time. I put in a heavy lift in terms of actually recording stuff, and had a little less time to kind of socialize. So that it is what it is. It was a great weekend and really quite an outstanding experience. So anyone who's listening, if you've thought of, whether or not to do it at some point in your life, if you have an affinity for the racetrack, there's no better experience.
Yeah, it looked like you were having a blast there. You certainly did it in style, my friend. I might want to add there because I loved watching the videos. A lot of other people commented on them as well. And Billy Walters, that's a pretty cool person to meet. I did not expect you to say that. I love how you threw it in there, too. You're in the millionaires row when you met Billy Walters. But his book is one that I've been thinking about buying. So you may have just pushed me over the edge. Secrets from a Life at Risk, obviously, would be an interesting read in my mind. So there we go. A little fun talk here to start the show. But let's get to business, all right? Because you were all about business. Let's keep it rolling. NBA playoffs, the Mavs versus the Thunder. This series, it looked competitive in the first half of game one, but then the Thunder kind of pulled away here. Game one, fourth quarter was ugly. What do you expect in this series? Do you think it's going to be a runaway? Are you willing to take the Thunder now minus the 1.5? Or you think Luka Doncic, we haven't seen the best of him yet?
Well, that's the big question, right? Are we going to see the best of him? Because he certainly did not look good last night in terms of his physical mobility, and like early in the game, like he had some wincing, some limping, and he is clearly struggling physically right now. And if 3 days break isn't going to get a better performance out of your star player than that, then the Mavericks are in deep trouble. Now, I will note that Kyrie Irving is having a phenomenal playoffs so far. Yes. He is very, very impressive, and he could singularly go nuclear with the supporting cast that the Mavs have and get the Mavs back in this series. But before this series started, I played some under 5.5 games, basically thinking Thunder sweep, Thunder 4-1 are covered there. And I still feel pretty solid about that because, like, honestly, the Thunder are an extremely tough team to defend, man. And the big question coming into the series for the Thunder was, could Josh Giddey stay on the floor And we got that answer in resounding fashion in the beginning of the third quarter that that is a no. And so I'm watching with, you know, bated breath. Who are they going to put in? How is he going to do? And oh my gosh, like the reserve minutes from Wiggins and from Wallace and from Joe were awesome. And the Thunder, the rest of the Thunder supporting cast are just so hard to defend. That, you know, they kind of got what they wanted when they wanted it. And the minute that it turned into Mavs make some threes to get back into this game, the transition game for the Thunder was just unlocked and they were on super speed mode. And that team is young, they're healthy, they're rested, and they were just violent and on offense in that in those closing moments. And when you're like scoring with that little exertion, you can double down on defense, and the defensive effort was phenomenal from those guys. So, you know, other than a weirdly officiated second quarter, I thought the game was pretty telling in terms of how much better the Thunder are right now. Mm-hmm. And starts and ends with Luka's health.
Yeah, I question if we're going to see the 35-40 point games from Luka Doncic like we're getting from Jalen Brunson. He used to be former teammates, by the way. And I do like the shout out to Kyrie Irving, because he has been someone that I played a couple times myself, and I've been thinking about he's probably the best bet here for me in this game, over 23.5 points as a prop angle. He's had a few slow starts in the playoffs, you know, 5, 6, 7 points in the first half, but he continually gets over 20 points to that in 6 or 7 games. And I think 23.5 is a little low considering the volume he's having. He shot over 45% from three, Drew, which, you know, is something they desperately need here. But I do like the additions that Dallas has had with, you know, PJ Washington and Daniel Gafford. Like, those guys have been great compliments, and in the first round showed really why Dallas could be a team worth threatening. But now, you know, I don't feel as strongly, but I'm not going to write them off. I think game two is going to be the most telling game of the series, so I'd be willing to take Dallas in the first quarter, probably not the full game though. I don't know about your opinion on them or the Western Conference champion too, because Timberwolves are the favorites now, and the Thunder are the second favorites, Mavericks then Nuggets. So wow. Obviously there's a lot going on with the youth in the Western Conference right now.
There is, and I'm not especially worried about the Thunder in game two. The home court advantage that they have and the crowd support was also pretty doggone impressive. and in general, like, you saw it last night, like, there's a healthy team that is clicking right now in OKC, and then there is the, you know, Mavericks team that is searching for answers, that their most important player is hobbled, and like, that doesn't get fixed overnight. And so I'm willing to kind of expect that this goes back to Dallas, and Dallas probably gets game three. At that point, I think the series comes down to game four, and it's not whether or not the Mavs, you know, kind of have a chance to win, it's whether or not this goes past five games. And so at least that's the prism I'm looking at this through now. And you know, for me, I'm pretty heavily into Thunder to win the West. We've talked about it for the last couple of shows here, because the price just didn't really make sense when you kind of math it out with, if they get by the Mavs, what's the kind of expected price in the finals? And with Thunder with home court are going to be a tough out. I know that, like, you watch what the you know, what the Timberwolves are doing right now, but like, they're kind of in the same boat where they're doing it against a hobbled Jamal Murray. And like, if you have, you know, you take one kind of, you know, explosive piece away from an offense, it makes it that much tougher for them to get it done in a playoff setting where these teams know each other so well and they've kind of understand each other's tendencies. Like, there's no kind of surprise way to make up for those contributions. And so I think ultimately you could end up with the Timberwolves a little overpriced if they get into the Western, when they get into the Western Conference Finals. And I think that at that point, you know, maybe triple down on OKC. I don't know. But yeah, to me, it seems like we're headed for a collision course between the Thunder and the T-Wolves right now. And like, I'm not saying this out of, you know, kind of putting the cart before the horse here, but it certainly feels like round two of the NBA playoffs are going to be quite short. I don't know if any of these series are going to get past five games.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you, man. I thought it was crazy. You know, I mentioned on a few shows, but my brothers are both big NBA fans, and the hype got so real that I had asked them both the question. On certain sports books, they have the Timberwolves to sweep the Nuggets, then sweep the following team, $50 to win $3,000. And I said, this is outrageous. The hype around that. And now I'm like, wow, I wish I would have placed that. Because they look that good. But at the same time, like you said, the Jamal Murray injury, they've really taken advantage of that. The size advantage they have against both teams, Phoenix and Denver, they've taken advantage. So certainly overpriced. Everyone, including myself, loves watching them and want to get a piece of them right now. But the Thunder, can't sleep on them either, Drew. So I'm with you. I don't know if I'm going to double or triple down, but I might snag a little.
It's not a crazy way to play a little defense on a Thunder series price or a Thunder Western Conference price, because if the Mavs somehow find a way to take this game to seven games and really like push the Thunder physically, like that could open the door for Minnesota. And if the Mavs win this series and come through just completely beaten and battered, then you could end up with three straight sweeps, which would be unbelievable.
That would be unbelievable, but I don't think we will get it. Life is not that easy. Minnesota will lose a game or two in the playoffs before they make the NBA Finals, if they make it there, true. But what I will say is whenever Minnesota and Oklahoma City do play, if they play, my best bet would absolutely be that series to go to seven games or over the 5.5 games. That seems like a lengthy one of two teams that really want to make their first NBA Finals appearance in a while. So excited to talk that. We still got Eastern Conference to talk to, but before that, Nelly Korda looks to continue her dominance with a sixth straight LPGA Tour victory this week in the Continental Founders Cup. You can find out if she comes through in New Jersey by streaming Peacock Live from Thursday through Sunday.
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Your small business is booming, you might say,
cha-ching,
but you should say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And we'll help your growing business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
And this weekend, we're also going to have a series that should be pretty, pretty short, Cavaliers versus Celtics. And looking like the Celtics can get the sweep, that is the favorite outcome now at plus 120. And then for game two, they are 13.5-point favorites, total sitting at 212.5. Any smart bettors would have probably taken the live game under after the first quarter or that first half in Cavs Celtics and came home with a dub. I'm kind of looking at the total for game two, Drew. Think it's going to be a low-scoring affair. What say you?
Yeah, and I mean, I think the first quarter you saw a very unserious Celtics effort. And then that was kind of leading to some of the wide-open opportunities for the Cavs. And honestly, watching it live and having an under on the Cavs team total, I was so wetting because I was like, Isaac Okoro, really? Isaac Okoro is just going to be bombing threes? Oh my God, what have I gotten myself into? But that said, you know, the physical toll that the seven-game series against the Magic took on that Cavaliers team was pretty painfully obvious. And I thought that Donovan Mitchell at the end of the third quarter, he was doing everything in his power to try to narrow that gap. And he really incredible amount of credit to him, you know, but he was just doubled over sucking wind. And it's like, you know, this is too much to ask, you know, one man team up against a super squad. Like this is just, it's not fair. And I think the box score flattered Evan Mobley offensively in this game. Like he filled it up in garbage time for the most part when the Celtics were really just kind of selling out to stop the three-point attempt. And I don't exactly know why the starters, the J.B. Bickerstaff kept those guys in way longer than they ought to have, considering how tired those guys looked. And I just, I'm not a believer that the Cavaliers are going to magically find 100 points in this game, which is why that total looks good and why that, you know, the side is getting bet out in the direction of the Celtics. And, you know, it's that for the Celtics to win as easily as they did, you know, some of that, believe me, some of that was fatigue. Like the Cavaliers were wearing it and the Celtics were fresh. But that said, the Celtics were barely running, at, you know, playoff offensive sets. Like they were just out there doing, it was like practice for them. And so I would assume at some point in this series, the Celtics are going to need to, you know, kind of find some form that's not just, well, this is easy, but, you know, here's who we want to be for the later rounds in these playoffs. And as soon as they kick that into gear, then, you know, they could potentially just roll these guys up. And so I don't know if that happens here in Boston in game two or if it happens later in the series in Cleveland in games three and four. But Celtics to sweep all of a sudden looks like very likely to me. And I think, I mean, I bet some pre-series plus 150. I think plus 120 is still a completely reasonable bet to make. And I think my fare is actually close, is actually minus. I'm at like minus 105 for Celtics and four here. So I think they're going to get better as the series goes on, as long as they stay healthy. I mean, what Jason Tatum is in like the kind of mired right now and among the colder streaks he's had from a shooting perspective, even though he's fully healthy. Like, who's to say he doesn't roll out of bed and they start falling? And at that point, like, what is the answer for the Cavaliers? They don't have it defensively for him. They certainly can't match bucket with bucket. So I think this series is pretty much unbettable besides riding out Celtics sweep.
Yeah, and the nudge that the Cavs did have to keep this a series was having the Twin Towers down low. And Jared Allen's rib injury obviously impacts them so much now because the Celtics' height disadvantage without Kristaps Porzingis doesn't matter nearly as much. So I think that is the biggest factor too. And I'm with you. You know, I was mad the Celtics didn't sweep the Heat because I had money on that. But now I'm thinking, well, this looks pretty tempting to go back on this. And I will say, too, what's worked for me the most live betting, too, for Boston in the first round and last game is the fourth quarter unders, Drew. Believe it or not, but out of the 16 teams that have played in the postseason, Boston ranks 15th in fourth quarter scoring, under 22 points per game. And guess who's right above them? The Cleveland Cavaliers. And basically all that is Donovan Mitchell. So, yeah. I think that this could be an underlook here, especially if we get a higher score in first, second, or third quarter. I'm not scared to go under in that fourth quarter because the Celtics should have a big lead. So my follow-up question to you is, we both have tickets already on the Celtics to win the Eastern Conference.
Yes.
Certainly don't want to back out of that. I don't think either of us will. The Knicks and Pacers will not scare us. So let's pivot to the Eastern Conference MVP, which we spoke on 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Tatum was the obvious price. No one else is worth playing. Now we have Jalen Brunson climbing the ladder. Derek White is playing outside out of his mind. He's anywhere from 11 to 1 to 20 to 1. Are you willing to take a shot on anyone else here, or is it still just clearly Jason Tatum and this is mispriced?
What's Peyton Pritchard's price? Nah, I'm just kidding. The MVP market is Celtics only. I'm not interested in any Knicks here. I don't think the Knicks realistically have more than about a I don't have my price in front of me, but I think I'm closer to like minus 600 for that series than and so, you know, plus 600 for the Knicks implies a 1 over 7 chance that they win. If they do, it's almost certainly Brunson. But this Knicks team is starting to get real thin. They're going to potentially be tired if they don't dispatch this Pacers team in 4 or 5 games. So we'll see how that plays out. But, you know, I'm all in on Celtics to win the East at this point. And I think Tatum is the most likely choice, but shouldn't make up more than about 70% of the equity. And minus 130 is pretty close to that. I think minus 150 works out exactly to what my Celtics price times 70% for him would be. So I think minus 150 is what should be fair for Tatum. The question about Tatum and what's going on to this point in the playoffs is kind of weird because, you know, like the big expectation was this is the year that Tatum takes this, you know, he's set up perfectly to he's healthy. Like the team is, you know, is a super team. Like this is it. But honestly, a lot of defenses have keyed on Tatum and said, hey, somebody else beat us. I would expect that if the Knicks take that approach, it's going to be OG Anunoby, who is keyed on Tatum, which could be a problem for him really putting up impressive statistics outside of assists. So other players potentially benefiting from that. It starts with Derek White, and then it's second with Jaylen Brown. And I think between those two guys, as insane as it sounds, yes, I guess I lean D. White, 11-1. A big number. He's the heart and soul of this team. He's playing his best basketball that I've ever seen in his career to this point. You know, he's massively important in terms of, you know, setting up offensive sets with his, you know, his unbelievable screening and his shot making and defensive contributions can't be overlooked. So it's Derek White at price 11-1. And if you want a second shot, it's Jaylen Brown. I think that's probably that's probably it for the Celtics, because Porzingis being healthy and being effective over an Eastern Conference Finals is not, you know, he's going to miss some games. That takes him out of consideration. Al Horford's not going to be able to do much more than, you know, what we saw from him in game one in over the balance of a series. And Drew Holiday is, you know, he's more of a, you know, kind of a release valve and point of attack defender, and not going to get as much credit for that. So, I think it's going to go to one of Tatum, Brown, and White. And if you don't have Tatum already in pocket at a better price, then I don't mind taking a shot on White first, Brown, and Brown second.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it any better myself, man. You could shop around for Derek White, because he's 11-1 odds here. You could probably find 15-21 in other places. I wanted to show, and I said the same thing you said on BetQL, Drew, and everyone was cheering me, so I had to cheer you as well, because I agree. It's Derek White over Jaylen Brown right now. The dude is playing out of his mind. Yeah. Once a meme, and now he's the most important man in the room, right, outside of Jason Tatum, arguably. So
it's amazing.
Love that to see. But before we talk a little baseball, the road to Indianapolis 500 is later this month, if you didn't know that, Drew. It continues this Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern with the Indy Grand Prix on NBC and Peacock. Find out who takes the checkered at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway road course. Again, this Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, NBC and Peacock.
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
If your small business is booming and ready to expand, you might say something like,
"It's happening!
Booyah!
Yeah! Crushed it!"
But if you need someone who can actually help protect your growing business, just say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And just like that, your State Farm agent can help you get the coverage you need for your new space. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I got a few baseball bets. Before I get to my Dodgers bet, because I'm wearing my Dodgers blue and the hat here, as a Pirates fan, I have to pick someone else since we've lost like 90% of our last 15 games. But anyways, the Cy Young market, we'll start in the NL, actually. We were going to start AL, but we'll start in the NL because a former Pittsburgh Pirate is on second in terms of odds, Tyler Glasnow. Loving his odds right now. Him and Zach Wheeler both lead the league in strikeouts. Zach Wheeler just had 11 Ks. A few days ago against a battered Giants lineup. Doesn't count. So, Drew, what do you like here in this market? Is there anyone that you consider grabbing at these prices?
I like your Glasnow shout, although you're playing with a little bit of fire on the injury front, right?
I mean, historically.
Historically. Sure. Like, he's probably going to make it through the season, probably. I think Glasnow stands out at price 5-1. I've been betting a little bit baseball lately, playing some totals, mostly weather related. There's like a very, very funky, very low pressure system going on over the central part of the U.S. right now, like bringing like shockingly low barometric pressures, which is, if you didn't know, is very good for overs because number one, the ball carries more, but number two, it affects pitchers in the way that they're able to shape their pitching. I was betting and watching quite a lot of baseball yesterday in addition to the NBA. And one of the games I watched was the overs were good yesterday. They were very good. Yes. My cold streak feels pretty far in the rearview mirror, honestly, with the way that the results have gone for me Monday and Tuesday. Was watching the one that was the closest, the narrowest, barely got it over the line was Diamondbacks against the Reds. I mean, you saw what happened in Cleveland. It wasn't that different weather in Cincy. Like that was, that should have been an over, like no sweater. And it took some late shenanigans to get that one over the hump. And the reason was Zach Gallen, he was freaking awesome. And he is kind of, I think, a little slept on right now because he is a horse. He's not an injury question mark. And I know that like expecting the Diamondbacks to do what they did last year in terms of like putting up wins and being a threat is starting to feel like a pipe dream. But I thought Gallen showed you that kind of he is the one, you know, the top, one of the top guys, if not the top guy right now in the NL, even over Wheeler. His stats so far this season are good, not great. It is early May and we have a long way to go. And if you're going to tell me I got to count on a guy to be right, you know, readily available for the rest of the season and improve upon a good start and be kind of the guy, well, after seeing what he did yesterday in what was purely over weather, then I would actually bet on Gallen.
Yeah, there was a lot of games. You know, I was excited because Tuesdays I usually bet baseball, Dinger Tuesday. I took the Rangers Athletics game, and when I saw the final score 15-8, I was like, well, either my guy hit it or I made at least 25 bucks back. Neither thing happened. A lot of singles, a lot of doubles.
My favorite moment of the entire over Palooza yesterday was I had over 8 or 9. I can't remember. I have too many bets. It was over 8 or 9 in the Seattle Minnesota game. And bases loaded, they pinch hit Cal Raleigh. And you know how like when you're watching on MLB, you have shows you like the heat map, right? Mm-hmm. It was like 0-0-0-0-0-0-0, and then a little warm in the middle, and then red hot 500, like inside you know middle, right? You know, right at the belt. And you're watching this pitch, you know, this pitching sequence, the bases are loaded. And I'm like, dude, just get a hit, get on base, walk. I don't care. Like I just need like two more runs, man. And, the pitcher, they bring in a relief pitcher. And, he's all over the place. Like you can tell, like he is struggling with control because of the conditions. And then ultimately on a full count 3-2, he put it in the only red hot square in Cal Raleigh's entire box, and Cal Raleigh took it over the wall for a grand salami that took that one over the total. So I was like, I should give baseball a little more attention. So that was kind of my fun experience watching baseball yesterday.
I did not know that happened. I saw that Ryan Jeffers hit a home run. I was like, dang it, should have took him. But that's my reaction to everybody when I lose on Dinger Tuesday. So. No surprise there. I do like the Zach Gallen look. I mean, I think at 10-1, his odds are a lot better than the Freddie Peralta's out there, who's the biggest liability to BetMGM right now. Spencer Strider's not even on this list, obviously dealing with a lot, but he was the highest ticket handle and percentage. So do think it's more open than people give credit for, especially to Zach Wheeler, who's at 2-1 right now. I think those odds aren't very bettable for Zach Wheeler. But Glasnow, I think he could stay healthy in a season where the Dodgers – are looking very, very dangerous, as always, Drew, but a little more dangerous this year. But I'm going to flip to the AL, and I'm going to bet a guy who, just like Glasnow joining a new team, he joins a new team because Tarik Skubal is the highest ticket handle and
wow
ticket percentage and the biggest liability and the odds leader right now. Can't be betting him, right? But I like Corbin Burns, who's on the Baltimore Orioles now, switched from the Milwaukee Brewers, wasn't getting the respect he needed from that organization, and he's having a pretty darn good start to his season, especially kicking it off with double-digit strikeouts in his first start. But since then, he's been awesome. The only knock on him, honestly, he lets up a home run or two a game. He's let up like one homer in six of his last eight games, but he usually lets up, you know, one or two earned runs or less. So I think Burns long-term is a great play at the price of 3.5. 3-1. What do you say? What do you like here?
I'll ride with you. Everything I'm seeing from the Orioles looks like they're for real.
They're underrated
They are underrated still. People are way high on the Yankees and way too high on the rest of the AL East, but too low on the Orioles. And I guess I will say in my preseason prep, I noticed that the Orioles have like kind of they go to schedule hell in the month of June. Like they played, they played just a bunch of really, really tough series. And that was my, my impression preseason. Maybe like we kind of changed some of our tune of teams like the Astros or, you name them. Like some of the expected teams that we thought were going to be electric have turned out to kind of not be that great. But Corbin Burns and the Orioles being at the top of the AL East when the dust settles, I think is reasonable. I think they could really flex here in the month of May in particular. I bet them to have the most wins of the month of May at 11-1, and losing to the Nationals last night hurt my heart. I don't know how in the world. Like, what happened, guys? What happened, guys? So ultimately, I think we got, we're going to need a little bit of team success to help kind of elevate his chances because kind of fundamentally this market with Scooble at the top. I think the last time we talked about AL Cy Young, it was the same kind of situation where Scooble got out to a white hot start and you're like, okay, do this for 6 months, I dare you. And I kind of still feel that way. Like I'm not seeing signal in what he's doing where, like, you remember last year where Strider was like just untouchable in like the first couple months of the season, like they could not get a bat on a ball from that guy. And that was like signal that he was maybe a little underpriced. And I feel the opposite way about Scooble. I'm not seeing from the data that this guy is going to be able to sustain this. And I think in general, the Tigers are going to put a lot of pressure on him here as they are still, they're above 500, but they're facing some tough tests and it's not as good a team as I think people expected. So Scooble to me at least is a sell at price. And if you want to take the second up, then that's cool. If you want to look for just like a true insane long shot, then I could listen to some arguments about some of these guys that are way down the board. But right now, the only guy that kind of stands out to me because I'm seeing it in the data is Castillo from Seattle. Mm-hmm. He's probably going to lead the AL in strikeouts. So that's kind of my only sort of bigger price that I was giving some serious consideration to.
Yeah, no, I think that's well said, too, because the Seattle Mariners are a team, too, that's trending upwards lately, and I think towards the end of the season they're going to be a team worth watching out for, and they got a trio of pitchers. So one of them kind of will separate themselves, and it's expected to be Luis Castillo, who has the experience, the strikeout potential compared to Logan Gilbert or George Kirby. So I do think that is the right angle if you're taking a long shot. But, yeah, I think Corbin Burns isn't getting quite the respect he deserves. I'd rather take, a Tigers division price than Scooble. You can get that for anywhere from plus 500 to plus 650. It's a long, long season. But I do think the Tigers are going to be better than they have been playing right now. And it's worth noting, too, if the Orioles, who I love that to lead the May bet and wins, I'm actually going to see if there's still that's available, and I'm going to take that with you because I do think that's a good bet. I will say the Orioles have the highest liability to win the World Series at MGM, highest ticket count, more than the Dodgers and the Yankees. And I still think the Orioles at plus 150 is a good bet to win their division, too.
Okay. We agree.
Yeah. All right. We would do best bets, but first, Drew, a bet I didn't talk about and a bet I want to run by you real quick, Shohei Ohtani to lead the MLB in home runs and a little MVP price. This guy, did you know that he's having the best start to a season right now after two unanimous MVPs in 3 years?
Really?
He has the best extra bases, hits, batting average, runs, total bases, OPB, slug, OPS, everything. Run down the list. This guy has been on fire right now. Leads the league in home runs at 11. So that's actually going to be my best bet of the show. Ohtani to lead the league in homers. I think at plus 320 right now, it's an absolute steal because he's not pitching anymore. So he's staying healthy. Has he been on your eye for MVP odds at all?
Well, I'm sitting on a terrible price for Acuna. And at this point, I think I either need to stay out of this market altogether or find another horse because Acuna, for whatever reason, just can't get the long ball going for him. And we're running out of time here, buddy. The Ohtani experience in LA has been everything it was advertised and more. It is crazy to think that it's maybe just because they just have a better roster than the Angels and there's more, kind of just protection, there around him that he, you have to treat him a little bit seriously. I think the only thing I would worry about from the a home run standpoint is like at some point, does he start getting the Barry Bonds treatment? Maybe because, he is that dangerous at the plate. That said, if he gets to that level, almost certainly you're talking about he's locked up MVP. So if between the two, I would probably lean MVP over home run leader. I think the ship is starting to leave the harbor on this.
Yeah. It was literally 1 week ago. It was plus 1,000, 10 to 1 odds.
And really?
Home run leader was 8 to 1. It's all been dropping. Dude, and I almost hit it insane because I've been watching the Dodgers. They were playing the Marlins this past week, and the Marlins are up there for worst record right now. I did a parlay with Max Muncy, Ohtani, Teoscar Hernandez, and the Dodgers -1.5. Hit 2 out of 3 home runs, and the Dodgers covered. And then Max Muncy, as I call him Max Money, hits a home run the following day. And it just shows you, though, the lineup is so dangerous with the Dodgers. Like, the guys hitting right in front of Ohtani are just a step below how dangerous he can be almost every given at bat. So, the Dodgers right now look like a tank, and Ohtani's leading the charge right now. So I say get his odds now because they're going to be drastically lower, and that's your horse, Drew. Okay. Coming off the Derby, you won't be able to
lose. And we think he's going to have enough of a statistical advantage over Mookie Betts to be the guy for LA.
He's already passing Mookie Betts in plenty of categories now. But fun stat also, if you look at his Baseball Savant page, Ohtani's, it's basically just nothing but flamethrowers, 98, 99, 100 percentile, all red. And then also I found a fun stat that he could be the first player since 2001 to reach 400-plus total bases in a season. Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, a couple guys worth naming there. So, definitely think Ohtani is en route to cleaning up another MVP. What is your best bet for the show before we get out of here?
At this point, it's Celtics sweep. I don't know what to tell you. I know that they do brain dead things in series like they did in series one, losing game two at home. But I don't know. This team, the Cavs aren't doing it for me.
They're going to get a very thin Knicks team probably too in the following round. So they're going to get in and out of this series against the Cavs. Love that look. So I will tell it. Hope everyone else does as well. And we want to give a shout out to all the listeners and viewers for holding it down with V Money and the Whale Capper today, as always. Good vibes. And then our producers, Dan and Adam, backstage. Go out, have yourself a great day, a great Thursday. I hope you stay positive into the weekend. So enjoy. Let's make some money. And Ohtani, let's keep in some home runs, baby.
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
If your small business has a problem, you could say,
ugh, just That's my luck.
But you should say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And we'll help get you back in business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.